Today I'm just going to read some verses on the fear and reverence of the Lord. Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Hebrews 12:28-29. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. I always think of that when I read that verse, Ananias and Sapphira. When they lied to the Holy Spirit, their worship obviously was lacking. They weren't being honest with God. They had no reverence for the God that they claimed to worship. And we know what happened to them. Don't think that can't happen to us. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. That's an everyday battle, isn't it? Colossians 3:22-24. Slaves, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters. I always look at that, our earthly employers, so to speak. Not by way of eye service. How many of us do that? Perform for men instead of God, even at work, in the home, here at church. Are we performing for people around us, or are we performing for God, so to speak? Not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. I read that today, and it's almost like I didn't read that last five, six words. You are serving the Lord. So with that in mind, when we go into worship today, it's about God. Yeah, we love the people around us. This is our family here, but it all centers around Christ. We wouldn't be sitting here with that mindset if it wasn't for what Christ done for us. God changing our hearts. Let's go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks, praise, honor, and glory, Father. As we worship you today, we do it with a mindset that without you, we wouldn't have the heart to do it, Father. So we just ask that every word that comes out of our mouth today, Father, every thought is focused on you. Not on what we're going to do today, not what we're going to eat today, not what we're going to watch on TV today. But Father, it's all about you. We just ask that you bless the rest of this day in Jesus Christ. Amen.